بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بدا الاسلام غريبا وسيعود غريبا كما بدا فطوبى للغرباء وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الله تعالى سيزي القران المجيد ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. The Jews and the Christians will never be at ease until you follow them, follow their way, follow their creed, follow their religion, follow their mindset. So every effort is made to subdue mankind into following them. And the greatest obstacle in this mission of theirs is Islam. Islam is the greatest obstacle because Islam has its own way and Muslims do not bow down to anyone besides Allah. We submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in their efforts and in their endeavor to get everyone and especially Muslims to follow them, they will make all out efforts. And so we find that in many places, they have turned people away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they have glorified and beautified their lifestyle to the point where Muslims now begin to ape their ways, begin to follow them. We have to go back to the annals of history to understand what is our culture, what is our way. Tuba lil ghuraba, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Islam started off as something that was strange in society. The ironic thing is that they will shout out slogans and say that you must be yourself, you must be unique, it's your life. But when a person tries to live his life of Islam, he tries to be unique in society by being a Muslim, then they are not happy with it. Because actually what they want is that you must follow them. He stays in a predominantly non-Muslim country and he stays in a society, in a mixed society, then inevitably he will be influenced. But as a Muslim, we are supposed to be influenced with Islam. And Islam is supposed to have penetrated the deep recesses, every fiber, every cell of our body. So Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Islam started off as something strange. And it will become something strange again in the end of times. فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى Glad tidings. طُوبَى Jannat. Jannat is for those that will remain strangers in society. They won't shift, they won't move, they won't budge. They will stay firm on Islam. Allah give us all that level of yaqeen and iman. That we see our success in following Allah, and we see our success in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we don't have an identity crisis. We are not worried what the person will think of me. If I'm going to read my salah here, what will they think of me? If I'm going to wear my pants above the ankles, what will they say? If I have a beard on my face, what will they think? If I put a topi on my head, what will they feel? No. I will not bow down to the pressures of the world. Whether they call it terrorism, whether they view it in a negative manner, no, I am following Allah, I am following Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Proudly, I am a Muslim. I don't care what they have to say. I don't care what they have to think. I will live Islam, I will love Islam, and I will die on Islam. So this we find in the annals of history over and over again repeated. And I just want to reiterate that unfortunately the influence has crept in, even in the Islamic world, it is very, very glaring. حَتَّى تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ Until you follow them. To such an extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will follow their ways. So closely you will follow them. شِبْرًا بِشِبْرٍ ذِرَاعًا بِذِرَاعٍ Hand span by hand span, arm length by arm length. You'll be very just behind them. Exactly what they say. You will say Ameen to everything that they put out. And if they have to enter into the hole of a lizard, you will enter, even though it doesn't make sense, but you will go inside there. Any filth they will give you, anything they will tell you to do, take your woman out, put them in the marketplace. How you say, gena mama, in the shops. You'll take your woman with the pardas, put them out there in the holy lands, gena mama, come. Proudly it is done. You will tell the woman that you must go to the men. You must approach the men and you must call them. Then they will do that. Even though it is not the Islamic way, it is not the Islamic culture. But because they said it, then we will do it. So here's an incident about the honor of Islam and receiving honor through Islam. And we will only get honor through Islam. Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu was on his way to Syria. And he was going to collect the keys of Masjid al-Aqsa. And Allah had given honor to the Muslims. In the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, that Masjid al-Aqsa was taken over by the kuffar, by the Christians. And the masjid was desecrated. They say there was filth that was thrown into the masjid. And there were khinzir, pigs that were walking around there in the precincts of the holy lands. And at that time, Allah Ta'ala gave izzat to Islam. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, he went to collect the keys of Masjid al-Aqsa. Now, as he is going while walking, he came to a shallow stream. He was dressed in a shawl, a pair of leather socks and a turban. He jumped off his camel, removed his leather socks, placed them on his shoulder, and he proceeded to wade through the water by leading his camel by its reins. When Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu, who had come out to meet him, saw this, he remarked, "O Amirul Mu'mineen, how can you do this? You have placed your leather socks on your shoulders, and you wade through the water, leading your camel by its reins. It will displease me if the inhabitants of the city see you like this." Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu rebuked him, saying, "If anybody other than you had made such a statement, I would have given him such a punishment that would have served as a lesson for the rest of the ummah, the Muslim community. Inna kunna adhalla qawmin, we were the most disgraced of nations. Fa'azzan Allahu bil Islam. Allah Ta'ala granted us honor through Islam. Our izzat is in Islam and it will remain in Islam. It is not in my dressing that I must wear a suit and tie now and shiny shoes just to go into a meeting to impress them. I must shave my beard just to make them happy. I must hide away and read my salah just to please them. No, I can't do that. فَمَهْمَا نَطْلُبُ الْعِزَّ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهِ أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهِ. And understand, and he mentioned, it's a golden statement, when we will seek honor in any other way, Allah will disgrace us. Allah Ta'ala will make us downtrodden. These people will be gloating, they will be overriding us, overpowering us. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala made a system for us. If we want success, we have to follow that system. If they follow their system, they'll get success. Like Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi explains with regards to business. He said, they will eat interest like a pig eats filth and it will become fat. And so they will progress. But let a Muslim do it. Let a goat go, a halal animal go and start eating its feces. It will get sick, it will die. We will get destroyed. They will follow their way. Allah Ta'ala will make them progress. Why? Dunya is for them. And if we follow their way, Allah Ta'ala will make us taste defeat and disgrace. Why? Because we have our way. And our way is linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah is happy with us, Allah Ta'ala will give us success. If Allah is displeased with us, then we're gonna be disgraced and downtrodden. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, "Man kana yuridu al-izzah, falillahi al-izzatu jami'ah." Whoever desires honor, then understand that Allah Ta'ala, to Allah belongs all honor. You want honor? Become Allah's. Allah will give you the honor. Allah says, "Laqad anzalna ilaykum kitaban fihi dhikrukum." We reveal to you a book, the Quran Majid, in which is your remembrance. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu has interpreted this verse as follows. We reveal to you a book, the Quran, in which is your honor. Our honor is in reading the Quran, in following the Quran Majid, in living the Quran Majid. History has repeatedly testified that Muslims were honored and respected when they held firmly onto the laws of Islam. These laws are the dividing line between honor and disgrace and between progress and failure. Today Muslims are unfortunately searching for respect by knocking at the door of the Western world despite the glaring reality that the Western way of life has failed. This failure is no surprise as systems, institutions and practices that are diametrically opposed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's immutable laws can never result in human progress. It is for us to rise above these norms of society, if we have to say it like that, which is actually abnormal, and to understand our way, our system, in all aspects of life, when it comes to our children, when it comes to our females, when it comes to our businesses, our dressing, our profession, our ways, in everything, what it is, our nikahs, our funerals, to understand that Islam is the only way for us, and this is our success. I don't care what people have to say, I don't care what the West have to think, and I don't care what society thinks about me. What matters is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thinks, the peace of mind, the barakat in one's life, the happiness in one's home, that is priceless, and that a person will see for himself. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow Islam in totality.